The quest to defend more than just a championship lives right here. New England Patriots coverage on CLNSradio.com. We want to hear from you, so call in right now. The phone lines are open, 929-477-2386.
Sorry about that, folks. Once again, my name is Mike Alonji here with Drew Kennedy following the Patriots' 20-18 loss to the Denver Broncos in the AFC Championship game. By far, one of the ugliest games I think I've ever seen the Patriots play. Tom Brady just couldn't get anything going. The pass rush was all over him. Offensive line was basically a sieve. I don't even think they could block me. It was absolutely an awful, awful game by the offense. Then again, they did have their chances. The Patriots, you know, they drove down. They score a touchdown with 12 seconds left to get Gronkowski, you know, in the back of the end zone. All they need is the two-point conversion to win it, and it doesn't end up happening. So, Drew, let's get your thoughts on the game real quick. We're running a little late here, so let's just get your thoughts on the game, how you think it went.
I mean, it was hard to watch, really. Like you said, it was probably one of the grossest games I've seen all season. It was really hard to watch Brady struggle, and it was mainly because he just couldn't get any blocking. The right side of the line was wasn't there. Was it Von Miller and then Derek? I think it was Wolf. He was running through the right side of the line and just could not, you know, get any blocks for Brady. And when Brady, also, I mean, he's not getting blocks, and then the secondary was also covering well. I mean, it's just a testament to how good the Broncos' defense is. But when he can't get blocks and when he can't find anyone open in a couple of seconds, he has to scramble, and he's not a scrambling quarterback, and that created two interceptions, and that created a lot of frustration for the Patriots offense today. That's the main thing I took away from the game.
Yeah, I mean, look, it was as I mentioned, ugly from the start. You know, the two picks by Brady were just absolutely atrocious. The first
making bad decisions all game.
Oh, it was terrible. It was terrible.
Bad decisions and bad throws. Just letting go of the ball too late and after waiting for so long. It was just a really ugly game.
I mean, just looking at the stat line real quick, Tommy, I mean, he throws for 300 yards, but I mean, it's almost like it doesn't even count.
300? That's a quiet 300.
Well, it was a silent 300. I mean, 27 for 56. It was just, he was sacked four times. He was hurried, 14, 15 times. He was just
knocked down 11, 12, sacked, four or five times?
Yeah, the Patriots were, from my count, 2 for 12 on third down in this game. So, I mean, the last time they were that bad it was just absolutely terrible. The last time they were that bad, they lost the game. So, I mean,
the fact that we only lost by 2 points with a game like that, I mean, that's impressive in itself, but.
Well, look. Everything needed to go right for the Broncos in this game, and it absolutely did. I mean, Peyton Manning played, I think, as good of a game as he could possibly play in
this game. Yeah, I'll hand it over to Peyton, which I don't like the guy, but, I mean, he played a great game. Didn't throw two picks like Brady did. 17 to 32, 176 yards, but, I mean, he did the job. Two touchdown passes.
Yeah, the two touchdown passes were within the first 19 minutes of the game, and then after that it was all field goals for the Broncos. I mean, it was really.
And wasn't that his first home touchdown pass in like a really long time? I forget what the streak was.
I think it was 112 pass attempts or something like that at home before he threw
that's
that.
That's bad.
Touchdown.
Well, I mean, he shut up. He did what he had to do. You gotta respect him for it.
Look, Von Miller. It was Von Miller's game. I think he's without a doubt the MVP of this game. He was just absolutely monstrous. What did he have? 3.5 sacks.
He was a beast.
An interception.
the announcers kept saying how he didn't stop running. He like literally did not stop running.
Yeah, right past the offensive line. Marcus Cannon was terrible today. Sebastian Vollmer did not have a good game. None of them had a good game.
No.
Brady was getting rushed from all different angles. You saw him. He was like literally dancing in the pocket. He couldn't.
Yeah.
Every time he tried to throw it, he'd be like, oh, wait,
yep.
You can't get it off. And it was just he was not comfortable.
He fought through it, though. I mean, yeah, I mean, he must have been so frustrated knowing what kind of competitor he is. And he stuck with it, and the team stuck with it. It's just that Broncos defense, that's a championship defense I've ever seen one before. I mean, whoever they end up playing in the Super Bowl, Arizona or Carolina, their offense is going to have a hard time with that defense if they're healthy.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, as you mentioned, and they still only lost by 2 points. It's just, you know, what could have been if Gostkowski hits the extra point on the first touchdown, then you only need to kick an extra point to send it to overtime at the end of the game. And, you know, hindsight's 20/20, but that was...
Right. I mean, not to mention the two turnovers on downs in the red zone. I mean, that's unheard of.
I know.
I know in the Patriots beat chat we have going on here, you know, a couple of guys were kind of upset we didn't kick the field goal on that first try. In the first fourth down, I think it was like 4th and 1, we went for it and then went to Edelman and he couldn't, you know, get the first down there. But if we kicked that kicked the field goal by 3 points and then, you know, our defense shut up big in the fourth quarter. They had, what, two or three big, you know, three and outs. Kick that field goal, then drive down the field, put a touchdown to win the game. I mean, that's, like you said, though, hindsight's 20/20 and bottom line is we just didn't deserve to win this game the way our offensive line played, most of our offense played.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as you mentioned, it's a valid argument that you might have wanted to kick that field goal there.
Yep.
But then again, you know, the offense had not been able to move the ball all day. I think it was, you know, one of the things that the one good point that Phil Simms, I think, has ever brought up in the history of his broadcasting career. He says, you know, hey, look, they hadn't been able to move the ball all day. If you're going to try to score, you might as well try to score now.
Yeah, they were there. They had to try. I mean, as soon as the fourth down came up, you know, I was watching it with my dad, and both of us were saying, go for it. And a couple of guys in the chat were saying, should have kicked the field goal. So I'm kind of on the fence about that one. Either way, I mean, it wouldn't have been easy to win the game, no matter what we did there.
I mean, Belichick has been aggressive in the past. We all remember 4th and 2. You know what
right.
I mean? So
I saw a ghost.
And just to remind you guys, this episode is brought to you by Harry's Razors. Wake up to Harry's. You know, we are in the depths of winter now. We just got a massive snowstorm on the East Coast. I didn't get any snow up here, but, you know, everyone's rolling out their beards and everything for the cold weather. Not me. I like to keep my face nice and clean and shaved. I do it with Harry's Razors. Way better than going to a drugstore and paying $40, $50 for a box of razors. You go to Harry's. If you go to Harry's right now, use the code Celtics at checkout. You'll get $5 off your first purchase. You'll get a Harry's starter set for just $10. So that's a month's worth of shaving for just $10. As I mentioned, way better than going and spending, you know, $40, $50 for, you know, razors at the drugstore for a month's worth of shaves. So as I mentioned,
they rob you. They rob you.
Oh, that's one of the biggest robberies going around.
I actually started using Harry's razors. I gotta admit, it's a nice shave. It's a really nice
fantastic.
Shave.
Fantastic. Great product. Great product. So, mind you guys, go to Harry's, enter the code Celtics at checkout. That's CELTICS. And you'll get $5 off your first purchase of a starter set with the coupon code Celtics. So that's a starter set for just $10 at harrys.com. So, look, we mentioned how, you know, ugly it was on the offensive side of the ball. I thought the defense, you know, they had moments where they didn't play well. There was a couple, you know, early in the game, there was a lot of miscommunication going on. But as the game settled in, I think they really, the Patriots did play a good game on defense. I thought Jamie Collins had a great game.
I mean, they didn't have any takeaways, which I was really hoping for. But I mean, they had some big stops, some, you know, big three and outs when they really needed to show up. Unfortunately, you know, the offense couldn't, you know, reciprocate that clutchness when it mattered. But I agree. Defense definitely stepped up. Butler had a pretty good game covering Sanders. And their receiving core is not hard. I mean, not easy to cover. I mean, they're a great receiving core. When Peyton's healthy and he's, you know, motivated and he's feeling good, they have a great offense.
Yeah, look, they can move the football. And that's really what they needed to be able to do in this game is they needed to be able to move the football. They scored 2 touchdowns in this game. And it proved to be enough for, you know, for their all caliber, all pro defense to,
right.
to show up and make some things happen. Look, you got to give all the credit in the world to them, man. They did on all three levels of the defense, the defensive line, the linebackers, and the secondary.
Yep.
All played well.
Yeah.
All played well.
Yeah, absolutely. If the Broncos win the Super Bowl, then I have to say it's through their defense. They carried him most of the season, especially when Peyton was really struggling early on when he was hurt. But
yeah,
I'm
defense
wins games, and we'll see if it wins the championship this year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not entirely sure. I think, you know, I think the NFC teams are stronger. I think the Patriots were the team to give the NFC teams a run for their money. I'm not entirely sure that Peyton's going to be able to throw the ball against another defense. We'll see, though. I mean, look, I didn't think that
Broncos were going to win this wrong season. Against us. So, I mean, we'll see.
We will
see.
See
if he gets the second ring. Because, I mean, if he gets the second ring, let's talk about that for a second. What if he does win the Super Bowl, theoretically? Are you mad or are you kind of happy for the guy? I mean,
I don't know. I'd be happy for him, I guess. If he goes out, he wins the Super Bowl, and he just says, you know what, I think I'm hanging it up. It's a John Elway story. It's a great story. You can't be mad at the guy
right.
for that.
It's historical. So I mean,
he's been just so battered throughout his career with the 9-1 and duns and things like that. I think, yeah, you know
right.
what, maybe he does deserve this one.
Yeah, I mean, I much rather would have seen, you know, Brady get his fifth and go back to back, you know, repeat the dynasty era. But, I mean, a lot of people, you know, the whole Brady-Manning rivalry, and I don't really see it. It's not really a rivalry to me. I mean, they're friends. They have a lot of respect for each other. I don't really call it rivalry. So, I mean, much as I love to hate Manning because he's on, you know, the opposite team, I do have a lot of respect for the guy. He is a pretty, you know, humble guy for the most part. And if he gets a second ring, I mean, kudos to him. He fought through the injuries. He's fought through all – you know, the media crap with HGH stuff, even though that should have been looked into more. So I'll hand it to him if he wins. But I also wouldn't mind seeing my boy Cam Newton win. I'm a big Auburn University fan. That's where he wins, where he got his Heisman. So I've always liked him since he's been in the league. So if he wins, that would be cool too. So, I mean, it's going to be a great Super Bowl. It's kind of depressing the Patriots aren't in it, obviously. But we gave it all. And, you know, it's all we can really ask for, though. And, I mean, we're spoiled as Patriots fans. We see so much victory and so much success. And I know it's kind of it's really bitter right now watching us lose like that, coming so close at the end. But we really are blessed to be New England Patriots fans and just Boston sports fans in general.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know what? I think I have no doubts that, you know, the Patriots will be right back here next year. You know, it's not like they're going anywhere. It's not like Brady's
right.
done. As it's
right.
not like Brady's in Manning's position. It's not like, you know,
right.
they weren't missing several offensive linemen. You know, it's they're missing guys that make impacts on, you know, the offensive line is what, you know, lost them this game, in my opinion. It's Tom Brady couldn't do a single thing in there. So how can you – Von Miller said it himself during the week. He said, I only need a second to get there. And he was right, because Tom Brady was getting the ball out in 2 seconds, but he couldn't plant his feet and throw it because Von Miller was in his face.
Yeah, he couldn't wind back without, you know, someone hitting him.
I will say this, though. I did, and I was screaming at my TV the whole time. I'm not sure if you noticed as well. I think the Broncos were jumping snaps, like jumping and
yeah.
getting off early, unabated to the quarterback, and they just weren't calling it. I swear they were in the neutral zone on several of those plays.
Maybe they just timed it that well. It's just so, you know, so split second the refs can't see it.
Maybe
that,
it was.
Honestly, I would not put it past the refs to miss something like that. I mean, I'm not definitely 100% not blaming the refs for our loss, but they have been questionable all season. I feel they've been questionable more so this season than most.
I know. I hate being that guy who's like, well, look, they also missed that call on Gronk in the
yeah.
end zone. They grabbed
it. I hate blaming the refs. I think there was the only game this year where I really I blame the refs was the Broncos game. I didn't blame the refs, but I attributed some poor calling and missed calls and some blatant one-sided, you know, home field advantage calls. But today I think they were somewhat fair. I think they're pretty fair calling, you know, penalties on both sides. Albeit there were some questionable I mean, that Gronkowski holds on that 4th and 10, back of the end zone, that could have been called, but three guys kind of around him, one guy with his arms around him.
Yeah, you know, it was they were all ticky-tack. It was close. You know, at the end of the game, I was also thinking, you know, they're going to let him play. They're not going to – even if it's a blown call, they're just going to let it go.
Yeah, you can't call at the end of the game. That's a good point. But, oh, well.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's just – it's tough to lose that way just because, like, I think that the Patriots, they execute on, like, just a few more plays, they win this game. James White, if he makes one of those catches down the sideline.
Oh, man, that was so painstaking.
He only needed one of them. He got three chances. He only needed one, and he couldn't get any of them.
I don't know if I blame James White as much as I would blame Brady, because he was off the mark almost all day, except for, you know, some nice strikes over the middle, and that obviously let the long ball to Gronkowski there right over the top. That was a beautiful pass. But a lot of the times, he was just off the mark, either just, you know, overthrowing them or just throwing it in the dirt in front of receivers. And I think sometimes there were throwaways that we thought were just bad throws, but he did not look good. And that's, you know, attributed obviously to lack of blocking and the success of the Broncos offensive line.
Yeah. You know, I guess I'm with you on that. It's what happens when Brady isn't comfortable. He's always kind of like that. He's missing throws by just a little bit. If he's not comfortable, if he can't get his feet.
Yeah, and it's not like James White's a Randy Moss or anything. You know, he's a short little running back. I mean, the fact that he's out there, you know, running routes like that is, you know, unique enough. I mean, he's not going to, you know, go out there and make these amazing catches. It's just they're trying to take advantage of that mismatch with the linebacker, and it worked because he burned the guys. I mean, he didn't burn them, but he got by them. The linebackers couldn't cover him, and just Brady just couldn't put the ball where it really needed to be.
Yeah, that was – I noticed the same thing I was going to say. He did get by him. He did make his thing. You know, Brady underthrew him on one, overthrew him on another. So
I mean, White did his half, given his size and his stature, and Brady didn't deliver the other half. And it's hard to watch. I mean, it's just – Brady versus Manning, who's going to do better? And, of course, all week I'm saying, oh, of course, Brady's going to do better. Brady's Brady. He really didn't look like himself today.
He really didn't. Just an ugly game all around. The offensive line, you know, it was one of the main topics of conversation the entire season was the offensive line, you know, all the injuries, all the shuffling around, all the poor play. What are they going to do? And it turns out that, look, I'm going to put it on the offensive line. If Brady had even a half second more to be able to sit there and throw the ball, he would have completed 10 more passes and they could have won this game. So I think, you know, offensive line is going to have to be, once again, it doesn't, you know, impress anybody, but it's going to have to be the thing that you address in the offseason. You're going to have to go draft another offensive lineman. You're going to have to go bring in more guys. You're going to have to get Deion Lewis back healthy. You know what I mean? All these things are going to have to happen.
And unfortunately, we can't draft an offensive lineman in the first round.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
Because the NFL thought we were deflating footballs. Apparently, they never learned the ideal gas rule in eighth grade like I did. However,
I
mean, I'm not going to blame their childhood education, but...
Well, do you hear they're potentially going to release the numbers? Now that the Patriots are out of it, I think they're going to release the numbers. They were supposed to release them between this week and the Super Bowl week. I think they're going to release the numbers and try to say, oh, well, look what happened, and they're going to try to skew them however they can.
Right.
Because, I mean, you're right. The ideal gas law is the ideal gas law. That's
right.
It's a law of science for a reason. You know?
It's science, man. Like, I read this article the other day, and I thought it was probably one of the most well-written Deflategate articles I've seen so far. And it referenced, I can't remember the exact number, but it referenced, like, there are an alarming amount of outside sources, like academic, you know, resources saying that, you know, the NFL's any sense, and they all, you know, obviously they understand the ideal gas law, and they went through the whole process of trying, you know, to figure out what happened. Just, I guess they're doing it for fun, or I don't know, they're just, I mean, but a lot of, like, you know, universities, research centers, whatever, and they all overwhelmingly support Tom Brady and the Patriots being innocent, and it's just being completely ignored by the NFL.
I'm looking through the stats here. I'm looking on the box score, and I'm just Tom Brady was your leading rusher today.
On both sides?
Well, on the
no,
CJ
Anderson had 72, obviously. So
he finished. Well, he had that long run, that 30-yard run that kind of sprung him. But yeah, everyone else was under 17 yards on the day on both sides of the ball.
I was disappointed in Steven Jackson. Well, not even just him, but the lack of play for him. He only had four carries.
Well, you know what? I think it's because the offensive line, once again, they suck, Drew.
Yeah.
They can't get any push on either side. They can't run the ball either. It's not that they just can't pass protect. They can't run it either. That's a problem.
Yeah, I mean,
2.6 yards per carry today.
When you're one-dimensional like this, and then you try to bring the run game in, it's a recipe for disaster. I mean, especially against this
really
Broncos defensive line.
You know what? And I think they could have run the ball against them. It's not like Denver hasn't been run against this season. It's happened. It's just, you know, the offensive line couldn't get any push. They couldn't get any push. Derek,
how many active linemen do we have today? Do you know?
Active. I'm gonna say six. That's usually how many we have over the past few weeks.
I mean, we had Trey Jackson and LeAdrian Waddle.
They were both inactive today.
Yeah, I did that report today, the active report, and Jackson has a knee injury still, and I think Jackson and Waddle were the only. Maybe it was someone else, but I think Jackson and Waddle were the only two actually injured players. The rest were healthy scratches.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you
do
saw
you think
the
it made
Adrian
a difference
Waddle.
Having an extra lineman in there or two, if you know, maybe get some rotation.
No, it doesn't. Adrian Waddle was not. He was not a good tackle when he came in. You saw him come in sparingly there for Vollmer in that game. He just couldn't get the job done. And, you know, Vollmer is not a left tackle. He's a right tackle. Marcus Cannon is not a tackle. I'm sorry. So,
he's bad.
Yeah, you got to get guys in there that can actually protect Tom Brady. This is the time. Because, look, we all say, you know, Tom Brady's he's eating all this green stuff. He's eating avocado ice cream. He's going to live forever. But, look, if he keeps getting hit like he got hit in this game, forget about it. Forget about it.
So it'll be interesting to see what the Patriots do in the offseason in terms of, you know, offensive line, linemen. Maybe if we can try to draft a pretty good one in the second round or something, or maybe make a trade for one, or just a big signing.
Second, third round is usually where they find them. I think a lot of their linemen have come from that area. Obviously, Solder was the first-round pick. He'll be back next season, so that'll be huge. I believe Vollmer was the first or second-round pick.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Solder. He had the, torn pectoral muscle?
Yep, so... You know, you'll get him back. Now, is he an all-pro tackle? Absolutely not. I actually was not a big fan of him even before he got hurt. But, you know, obviously, if you got a left tackle, a guy who actually plays left tackle in there, that's better than having a right tackle coming in and filling in for left tackle. So, I mean, you're absolutely right. They got to get – you know, I think their guards are actually strong if they keep Trey Jackson, Shaq Mason, Josh Klein. I think their guards are actually pretty strong.
Right.
It's you know, and also don't forget Ryan Wendell was another guy who was out for the season. So your guard center area, your interior offensive line is fine.
We just need someone to set the edge, you know.
You have to get edge guys. You need to.
And that was proven today with Cannon just letting guys blow by him.
Oh man, he was literally getting spun around in circles. It was embarrassing for him.
Yeah, it really was. Well, so, didn't he have a play earlier in the game where he kind of got popped and he got up kind of woozy?
They did
or was
say
that Fleming?
They did say that he was. I think he was reviewed for a concussion, but they let him come back in the game. I'm almost positive that was Cannon.
Yeah, me too. And you know, maybe he did have a concussion. Maybe they just, you know, I don't think the whole on field review is all that legitimate.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about it either, to be honest.
So perhaps, you know, maybe we'll
especially
see
in a game like this.
Right. You know. Get back out there. It's the NFL. I mean, maybe we'll see in the next couple of days a report come out saying he does have a concussion. And in that case, maybe I'll cut him some slack. But until then, he's atrocious.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Until then, you know, look, I'm kind of sad, man. This is the last post-game show of the year now. I thought we were going to get to do a Super Bowl one. I really did.
Yeah, I was pretty confident coming into this game that I really needed a big morale boost. I had a pretty rough week, and they just didn't deliver, and it's kind of a hard one to swallow. But I'm excited to go watch this, Panthers-Cardinals game. It should be pretty entertaining. Cam Newton's always fun to watch, and the Panthers team's always fun to watch this year.
Yeah, I would sit back and enjoy this one because I don't think that the Super Bowl will be as entertaining. I think that the NFC team, whichever one it is, I think either one of those teams can absolutely lambaste Denver. I think that New England was the only team that would have given them a run for their money, but I would enjoy this one because you're right. This is a battle of two. You know, this is the first time ever two Heisman-winning quarterbacks have faced off with against each other in a championship game.
Yeah.
So it's going to be exciting. Carolina, by the way, if anyone's wondering, is up 3-0 right now with about 6 minutes left in the first quarter. So plenty of time to get over your TV and check that out. We're going to do the same thing. Drew, I know we haven't done too many shows together this year, but, you know, it's always been fun, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's good to see you progress as a, you know, a podcaster. I've always seen you, you know, put into the hard work, and I think it's going to pay off for you one day, bud.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I really do. And hopefully we'll get to do this a little bit more next year as well.
Right.
Patriots, once again, fall to the Denver Broncos in the AFC Championship game, 20-18. Their season comes to an end. Tom Brady is going to be in an ice bath the next week. And, you know, we'll see what happens in the Super Bowl. So everyone go ahead and enjoy the NFC Championship game, enjoy the Super Bowl, and we'll see you guys again next year.